Happy New Year, folks. Jack Chew here to tell you that MSK Mag is out now. That has been our best kept secret. So secret, in fact, we didn't even tell any of you that happened to be Physiomatters members over at physiomatters.com, or people thought that we might have tipped them off at various different events that they've been at at the tail of the year. But no, we were keeping our heads down, working away to produce what we feel is going to be another groundbreaking MSK contribution in the CPD and education space. We're really excited for it, and it's going down really well. I mean, I record this on the 2nd of Jan. It launched yesterday. The response has been fantastic, so thank you so much for that. If you haven't seen it already, go to mskmag.substack.com, or you can find out all the information you need at physio-matters.com/MSKMag, M-A-G. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about it now, but then I'll also, what I've decided to do for this is just read out my editorial, the first editorial I've written for the magazine as its editor-in-chief, which I'll do for a number of months to make sure that things get going. But basically what the MSK Mag is us curating written content into a publication on a monthly basis, which will then contribute to our offering through events, webinar recordings, our podcast. Obviously, we've got Chewing It Over and other associated podcast interview shows. So it will, we feel, enhance our offering, but also really ground the content in a shared experience that we think is where we do our best work. And I come to that in the editorial, so I won't go on too far from there. But then I'll read the editorial out as a bit of an audio essay, and then I will come back and sort of reflect on the journey we've been through to get here. But if you do like what we do at all and have enjoyed any of our podcasts enough to be listening to this little bit from me, then I really do think you will enjoy it. The content is fantastic because our network is fantastic. You think of the community of practice that is our authors and contributors over the many years of Physio Matters as a podcast, and then through Therapy Live and our masterclass events. You know, these are the best in the biz, and now we're getting them to write a few of their thoughts down into articles. And the result has been fantastic, better than we could have hoped for. So yeah, I hope you do enjoy it. But here first, this is my first editorial for MSK Mag. First of January 2024, Jack Chew, editorial, MSK Mag, issue 1. What a huge backward step this is. In an era of multimedia content, huge digital video libraries and podcast feeds featuring hundreds of hours of auditory delights, what kind of moron would start a magazine? At Physio Matters, we do our best work at scale. Over our 10 years in the MSK education game, we've been obsessed with raising care standards by influencing clinical practice, education, operations, and policy. Our data and instincts suggest that we moved the needle most when the MSK community had content in common. A couple of examples. The Physio Matters podcast is approaching 5 million downloads, and in its early years, episodes attracted 20,000 listens within a week of each airing. Oh, how I miss that monopoly. This newfangled medium was the source of in-service training topics and was the talk of staff rooms far and wide. A shared language, a shared vision, and a shared sense of progress through dialogue. A few years later, Therapy Live demonstrated that a global pandemic didn't disrupt the MSK community's hunger for content. Over 22,500 showed up to break the internet by gorging on 7 concurrent streams of education at the largest MSK conference of all time. Again, thousands had content in common, and we're able to share links, clips, slides, and even a few handouts. But as we raise our heads from the pandemic and bear witness to the various local and global challenges across many domains, it's as if we lack ideas. But I won't buy that. I'm exposed every day to the best and brightest minds in the MSK industry, whose ideas would do the world of good. So to my eye, it's a platform problem, and I've been here before. Right now, evidence-informed MSK practice risks fracturing into more pieces than ever. Concepts and data that should have unified us have emboldened nihilists who think that science is settled and startled magic apologists into hiding. We need to engage in better argumentation, witness professional disagreement that isn't rooted in petty tribalism, and above all else, create sustainable working practices for the betterment of our patients and ourselves. So, to my huge backward step. Find enclosed on these glorious pages a sample of our incredible network of thinkers who are helping us once again redefine MSK education. Tom Jessen explores what causes disc herniations. Nicola Graham declares the UK MSK market an enigma. Derek Griffin is sick of bad imaging requests. Joe Turner shares some rather spicy reflections on a HCPC furore. And I'm delighted to introduce you to a brilliant features writer called Rebecca Huxley, who asks, is CFT the answer? This is MSK Mag. It will be out monthly. It will make you think. And much like our podcast, it'll be a huge backward step. Feels funny reading stuff out when usually I'm able to riff and ad lib on live streams and that sort of thing, especially with the podcast being so lightly edited now on Chewing It Over. So yeah, that was a funny one. But in the spirit of me doing that, it's good to tell you that the MSK Mag will be used as an audiobook as well, created as an audiobook as well. We have our MSK Mag Out Loud series where the authors, once the piece has been finalized and submitted and through the editing process, then we ask them to read it out loud and we put that into a podcast. So for any Mag subscriber, they also get an audio version of it. So if you're someone that then likes the idea of this but would rather listen to it, if you're someone that's, you know, can engage with Physio Matters over the years through audio on your runs or when you've been commuting and things, then if you are someone that prefers audio, then it will still be available as audio. There will obviously be a different tone and tenor to it than our interviews, although we will be interviewing the authors and stuff like that as well about their subject matter, but they will be read as if I just did with the editorial. Everything will be read out and put through on the MSK Mag podcast feed. So yeah, really interesting times for us as we start to go more mixed methods multimedia. It's funny because I've been asked recently, as news of this came through on Christmas Eve, for example, we leaked the cover of the magazine. Me and Jim did a Love Actually sketch with the cards at the doorstep, and the final card was, will you make MSK Mag with me? So we'd started to leak news of this, and people asked why would we do it, and as I alluded to in the editorial, it would considered a backward step by many for us to go into print. Obviously, the main reason is that we have no reason that we haven't been in that space. It was just that podcasts were so novel at the time, 10 years ago now. I don't know if I've mentioned that enough times, but yeah, we 10-year anniversary, 2013, December 2013, we published our first Physio Matters podcast, and you had to set up your own RSS feed that you had to, I remember, was trying to cross my fingers that it was working and not being techie even now, but certainly not then. It was pretty daunting. So we published that, and then its success meant that we never really diversified for a while, when I think we would have otherwise been sort of bloggers and content creators of a multimedia persuasion. I know that me and Charlotte always thought that that would be the way that it would go as Physio Matters, but just we couldn't help but just go for what was working, and the podcast was such a novel formation that we went with that, and then obviously events and media and events and video and that sort of stuff. I also look on at the way that sort of, imagine political publications like the New Statesman or the Spectator. They have magazines that have existed as periodicals for, you know, I think over centuries, both of those. And they then have podcasts, podcast series, events, YouTube channels and other webinars and stuff. So they then create multimedia content off the back of those. And it works really well for them. We've just never, because we started with a podcast, we've never then backfilled into a publication. And I think that the timing of it is really relevant, where partly we've contributed to this, but many others have done so too, is that the synthesis of evidence is plentiful, but the way in which ideas need to be formed and translated, and the arguments for, you know, how relevant is biomechanics in a particular subject matter, or what causes, for example, you know, Tom's issue that he's just published from yesterday in the first MSK Mag, what causes disc herniation? The balance of, like, what is the nature and nurture of this problem, right? How much of this is genetic and how much of this is caused by certain human factors? how much of these social factors can we influence? What are the business and professional challenges that exist in our sector? These are all really interesting things that need opinion pieces, right? We're not researchers. We never have been. But we've interviewed the best and brightest researchers in the game. And we know that primary research is important. But there's something to be said for sort of translation and ideas and musings on things, which I think we have failed to really give good access to, apart from a brief window when I was doing daily weekday chewing it over sessions on the lunchtimes. But that was a space where people could come and just say, I've had this thought, or they'd sort of tweeted or put an Instagram post up about a little bit of a thing. The ability to pull on that thread, I think I only had in that window in the pandemic where we were doing daily live streams. And I think that MSK Mag's going to be able to provide that. It's going to be able to sort of a little embryo of an idea where people want to sort of spitball a little bit. It's grounded in a sensible set of facts and the reality on the ground of being therapists, educators, business owners often as well, and policymakers. And just thinking that, like, trying to get the conversation going. Because social media is an interesting space now. It's sort of enhanced in some ways and then it's dried up in others. It's not always the perfect place for ongoing dialogue. And we want something that's actually got content to refer to. And so whilst we've always been and will continue to produce podcasts and our events, we're going to do more masterclass series and we've got fifth Therapy Live this year. We think the mag will be able to sort of ground some of that and actually then be able to give access to those with the best and brightest ideas and opening themselves up to the scrutiny that our community does well. You know, the challenges, the debates, the responses that will no doubt that get published in our columns as well. And so there will be opportunity for all of you to get involved. We will have a system in which you can pitch a piece. The way that we're producing it is well ahead of time. And so we've really carefully curated our first three issues. But then in the next magazine, so in the February edition of MSK Mag, it will explain how you can pitch stories and pieces or make recommendations. We will have huge amounts of feedback loops for you to give your insights as to how you're feeling, it's going, what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of, that sort of thing. As well as, if you'll notice on MSK Mag, there is a real blend of clinical content, business content, professional style policy content, but there's also some fun stuff as well. We've put Quizio Matters in this one, as well as we've got pseudonym writers, such as Antiversion, our agony aunt, who stars in the February edition, as well as our pseudonym features writer, who's going to be so controversially as to be anonymous, Glenn O'Humeral. So just to give you, not only because I want to tell you about the fun pun names that we've come up with in our really important serious business meetings, but also just to give you a flavour as to the lighthearted nature in which we're going to be trying to tackle some of this and making sure we take the subject matter seriously, but not ourselves seriously. And that's what's going to be fun about MSK Mag, and that's what continues to be fun about Physio Matters at large. With regards to price point, we are going to a full-tiered membership model. At the moment, we've just had our stuff has been then free, and then you pay subscriptions to premium, which would access our entire video library over at physiomatters.com is what we've called our premium membership. And thank you to so much to those of you that have done that over the years. We are maintaining our price fix promise that whatever you've ever paid us as a member, as a subscriber, that price will never go up. You lock that price in. So there's some of you that are paying £5 a month, for example, and have been for a few years that are now getting a product that we charge out at £15 a month or £150 a year. So the tiered subscription details go to physio-matters.com/MSKMag. But the headline figure for MSK Mag, if you're not a Physio Matters subscriber on premium, of which if you are a premium member, you're getting MSK Mag for free, included within your membership. So you're paying us for access to our multimedia content, full library of thousands of hours of CPD content from everything we've ever recorded from Therapy Live, etc. You get MSK Mag as well. But if you want just MSK Mag, then that's £10 a month or £100 a year. And you go to mskmag.substack.com for all the information and the subscriptions through there. And you get, you know, it's a brilliant format. We publish it as a PDF as well, but also you've got a really good user-friendly system through Substack that we're moving the magazine through, which has been great for freelance journalists and stuff. And so we've tapped into that because it's a really good ecosystem for writers and readers. But yeah, we've got a tiered system now where you've got £5, £10, and £15 a month options that get you access to various different levels of content, as well as then that annualizes at £50, £100, and £150 for discount for those of you that will pay for a year up front. So that's how it works. And any questions at all, of course, email us info@physio-matters.com. Or if you've got anything specific about the mag, then MSKMag@physio-matters.com is also live and available, but that will be obviously for mag specific stuff. Okay, so I think that's enough for me. It's been an absolute pleasure to produce this for you. I continue to pinch myself at what we get to do for a living. We've got some exciting stuff on our clinical business as well, which we might even write up about in the MSK Mag, because we've had some fantastic experiences that we are continuing to apply in our practice, because that's where we actually then don't just talk the talk, but we walk the walk. We've been doing some great community engagement schemes that are working and bearing fruit and collecting data associated to that, which has been fun. So I look forward to telling you more about that as well as that develops. But for now, MSK Mag is here and we are excited to hear your feedback too. So please do get in touch and I hope you enjoy it.